Welcome to Sports Mad Rez's This Week in Review podcast, where we highlight the recent news in sports medicine research. Over the past 2 weeks, we've had 5 posts on sportsmedrez.org. That's res.org. In the first post, we introduced a position statement from the Sports Cardiology section of the European Association of Preventive Cardiology on recommendations for participation in leisure time or competitive sports in athletes' patients with coronary artery disease. In the second post, we summarized a study where the authors reported that kinesiophobia was unrelated to gait characteristics during walking among physically active individuals with an anterior cruciate ligament reconstruction. Next, in the third summary, we reported on a study where the authors found that the presence of an athletic trainer in a high school is associated with a lower rate of injury, especially recurrent injury, in girls' basketball and soccer. Concussion diagnosis improved in schools with athletic trainers. In our fourth post, we described a study where the authors reported that cases of mild and severe heat illness are more likely to occur in the first 6 months of activity and are associated with younger age and body mass index, whether it be very low or very high. Finally, we summarized a study where the authors concluded that ankle braces and balance training can reduce the risk of ankle sprains among competitive athletes. If we take a closer look at that third post, we find that the authors compared injury surveillance data from girls' basketball and soccer between high schools with and without an athletic trainer. Between the 2006-2007 and 2008-2009 academic years, data were collected via high school reporting information online, or RIO, in high schools that have an athletic trainer, and the sports injury surveillance system in Chicago public high schools that do not have athletic trainers. Schools with athletic trainers willing to participate in the RIO system were stratified by size and geographic location, and investigators randomly selected 100 schools from across the country. For these schools, athletic trainers logged weekly injury and athletic exposure reports, and athletic exposure was defined as participation in either a practice or a game. An injury was defined as one that occurred during a sanctioned practice or competition, required medical attention by an athletic trainer or physician, and resulted in a time loss from activity of at least 1 day. In the Chicago Public School District, coaches reported injuries and participation to determine athlete exposure. For this system, an athletic exposure was defined as an athlete's participation in a complete or partial practice or competition, and an injury was defined as a time loss injury from a practice or competition. Research assistants reviewed injury reports immediately after each week and scheduled follow-up interviews to obtain more detailed information. For both sports, overall injury rate was higher in schools without an athletic trainer than in schools with an athletic trainer. Additionally, among schools without an athletic trainer, the rate of recurrent injury in both sports were 6 times higher in girls' soccer and 3 times higher in girls' basketball. Most notably, rates of concussion in both sports were higher and comprised a higher proportion of all reported injuries in schools with an athletic trainer. Numerous organizations, including the National Athletic Trainers Association, American Medical Association, American Academy of Family Physicians, and the American Academy of Neurology, recommend the presence of athletic trainers in schools. In a novel approach, the authors of this study produced evidence supporting the clinically meaningful impact that athletic trainers may have on communities. While injury rates, especially recurrent injuries, were less common in schools with athletic trainers, concussions were more commonly reported. The authors discussed that these results emphasize the importance of an athletic trainer service not only for immediate attention to injuries, but also to prevent recurrent injuries and improve concussion diagnosis and care. Furthermore, ATs likely treat a portion of non-time loss injuries and prevent those from resulting eventually in a cessation from activity. Most important to this discussion is the socioeconomic factor associated with a school's capabilities to fund and provide athletic training services. Schools in more affluent geographical areas likely have better access to athletic trainers and physicians, specialists, and other clinicians who comprise the sports medicine team. Athletes in socioeconomically disadvantaged areas may either lack access and/or resources to seek medical care, even for more serious injuries. It can be strongly argued that these schools are where athletic trainers are most needed. It's important to keep in mind that this study cannot demonstrate that an athletic trainer is the cause of these better outcomes. The schools with athletic trainers were selected to be representative of high schools in the United States, while the schools without athletic trainers were all from an inner-city public school district. It would be beneficial if future investigators collected data in similar schools with and without an athletic trainer. Despite this limitation, this study offers compelling evidence supporting an array of position statements that athletic trainers should be available to student athletes. Don't forget that we also share extra material on social media. This past week's most popular post was an article where the authors concluded that platelet-rich plasma and fibrin matrix offers no benefit when used for a rotator cuff repair. And if you're an athletic trainer who's looking for evidence-based practice CEUs, then please check out our 6 online evidence-based practice courses that are available through the Human Kinetics website. We'll have links to these posts, the courses, and the journal article on our podcast website and in our show notes. Remember, you can always follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Google+, or LinkedIn. We'll be back next week with more sports medicine research. Until then, have a fun one.